Welcome, everyone, to our first podcast. Go ahead. Was that someone else?
No.
No? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I am one of your hosts. Let's get us going here. I am one of your hosts, Justin. We also have Mr.
Eddie V.
Eddie V. We also got someone speak first over there.
I'm here, Ryan.
There
Ryan
you go.
Demon. I'm here. How's it going?
There you go. And then we also have one more guy left.
Suli.
The Suli man. And we are officially the Deluded Geeks podcast.
The Deluded Geeks.
The Deluded Geeks. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. That's going to be our intro, guys.
We're working on a theme song.
If people are just tuning in or just tuning into our show for the first time, this is our first episode. I just want to note that again. But we also used to do a different geek podcast, and just, you know, in case you're getting confused and all, everything has been switched over to the Deluded Geeks. So you can find us on Facebook at the Deluded Geeks Podcast, as well as Twitter at the Deluded Geeks. We actually got to have that compared to our previous one where we had to, like, mash up the whole Twitter name and everything just so it fits. So we're lucky. We get to have the Deluded Geeks. So go ahead, follow us at the Twitters and follow us on Facebook. And in a little bit, once we get through our first segment here, we're going to cap it off with some of the toy hauls. So tune in for that on Periscope. I'm going to have to figure something out when making up a separate account. But for right now, you can follow our Periscope at CrazyJ82. On Twitter or on Periscope, both of those. Just follow those, and I'll show you a link once we get to that, get to the viewing of that. And, of course, it's mobile camera, so don't expect good quality. But, hey, whatever. It's free. It's on mobile. It's easy to do and upload for live viewers and whatnot. So thanks for joining us there. Thanks for the previous listeners. I would like to say I'm sorry. We couldn't save the previous episodes of us on the Periscope. So you missed out our unwrapping of Batman, what was it, the 80s Batman cards? So you missed out on that and me and Jonathan eating the gum. Oh, no, Jonathan didn't eat the gum.
Yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. We both ate the gum, and it was nasty. So I'm sorry for those. But, heck, always check back, and you'll be able to see some more videos and hopefully some more stuff. Ooh, someone's getting ring-a-rings over here. So check that out, and let's get off right off the bat to some shameless promotion. Ed, why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you, as well as what you got going on in the next upcoming week here.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ed V. I am the host of the Optional Opinion podcast here on the Anomalous Radio Network, and you also can find the podcast on SoundCloud. This month of October, I've been doing the beauty of video games. So I've been talking about what makes Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo beautiful, what we like about them. I'll talk about their historical moments, the hardships of their hardware, cover a list of games that define the systems, and look into their future, like kind of predict the week before the actual week that started the project off was with Microsoft. And I have my special guest, John O'Hagan, who was part of the Deluded Geeks podcast. We talked about Microsoft there, and there's also a bonus episode. Last week, I talked to my good friend, Johnny Womack. He's part of the Happy Hour with Johnny and Deuce. That podcast, you guys can check them out on Twitter, HH Podcast Show, or you can find them also on SoundCloud. And this week, we talked about Sony. Give the bonus episode and the 2 hour and 30 minute episode for Friday. Listen, and this coming week I'll be talking about the beauty of Nintendo. So Wednesday I have my special guest Adrian Nieto. He's from the Nintendo Voice Chat Video Game Book Club, which I'm also part of, and they're playing Banjo-Kazooie this month, which is cool. We're going to be talking about Nintendo. You can find the blogs for Optional Opinion at IGN.com. Look under Anime Enime. I have blogs coming there for Microsoft and Sony, which is actually there you guys can read. And like I said, this week I will be doing Nintendo. And next week I will have another special guest that I'm not going to ruin it. I'm not going to say who just yet. And we're going to be talking about the love for the forgotten, where we're talking about Sega, Atari, the Neo Geo, the TurboGrafx, and the arcade. And just talking about the companies and some of the systems and games that we mix. That we kind of forgotten or that fell way to the backside. And I didn't do third party. I talk about their games, but I didn't do a dedication to third party because we really don't know what third party is doing at this moment. They're having some ups and downs in the gaming industry. And even though it is the holiday, we just don't know what's going on with them at this time. Next month, I do have another project coming, which is not going to be blog, but it's going to actually have a big discussion. So do look out for that one. I'm hoping to get a podcast on Vanquish out for next month and also Grand Theft Auto 5 for November. So do look forward to those podcasts. And hopefully I could do at the end of the month of December. I didn't get to do it last year, but this year I'm going to try the first annual A Whole Bunch of Game Awards, just giving awards to games for some unknown reason. So you might be like, best download for 15 minutes, Batman Arkham Knight Season Pass games, you know, something like that. It's just weird, crazy stuff. So do look forward to that. Listen to that.
Cool, that's a lot to talk about.
Yes, a lot.
Ryan, go ahead and throw your stuff out there.
Let's see. I'll be doing a certain podcast later this week, so be watching for that. Other than that, mainly just sitting around my house looking for a job while doing some podcasting.
Oh, awesome. Oh, any events this week?
This week? Yeah, what the hell date is it even?
16th?
Yeah. Let's see. On the 25th, I believe I'm going to be at this show with my wife. We'll be at Pablo's in Crystal Lake. Awesome Mexican food. Also, later on is going to be Alley 64 in St. Charles. And next big one is going to be on the November 17th at Grover's in Fox River Grove. A new bar that opened up out there. I heard they have some pretty awesome food, so I'm looking forward to it.
Ooh, I love that.
I love food. Yeah.
Food is the best.
I love that food. I like trying new foods at different places, at new places. Mm-hmm. I like doing that.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, it's kind of one of the benefits of doing the events like that, because you get to try out all kinds of different places, and it so far Dirty Nelly's as a concert place has probably got some of the best fried pickles you would possibly believe. It's great.
Okay, I've never tried fried pickles. Fries and zucchini I have, which is the bomb. Mm-hmm. Fried pickles, now I'm interested in trying it.
It's, yeah, they're amazing.
I could go for some fried pickles right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'll drink pickle juice. I love that pickle juice.
Same here.
Did you do the pickle juice that was in that plastic, that the one you used to buy individual? It's just that one pickle.
Oh, I've seen those. I've never tried those.
Those must
have been scary.
They're so good.
Delicious, nice and strong. Some of it's spicy. It's all great. It's all about that.
Oh, yeah.
Good crunch. It's bigger, nice, good crunch.
Oh yeah, like the deli style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of my favorites. Food. We're eating some pretzels right now.
Yes.
And I'm also sipping on a Mickey's. So Mickey's is supporting our podcast. No, it's not. I just threw that in there. So I'm just drinking. hey, we got Sully's giggle over there. Hey, any updates with you, Sully Pants?
Hey, I finally did another podcast today, right now, as we speak.
There we go, yeah.
It's been quite a while. I don't even know how long it's been.
It has
been a long time, though.
Probably been over a year, most likely, yeah.
I think so. Not a whole lot in the way of doing, like, shows and stuff like that, but I've been playing games as usual and working my butt off at pawstar.com.
Ooh,
we're getting ready for... Getting ready for Halloween. If you're looking for, if you're looking for Halloween stuff to check us out, but it's a little late now, actually.
Well, we got like one more week until Halloween, or a week and a half, or something
next
like that.
Week. Is it next week?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, that means my birthday's coming up in like 2 weeks.
Oh snap!
Man, I'm gonna be old again.
It's not the 31st, right?
No. I'm on November 5th. Every year I get old.
Ah.
God. But yeah, anyway, that's been a lot of fun. It's just like an online retailer. We do basically like furry cosplay stuff. Mm-hmm. Not like the mascot suits, but like hoodies and headbands, tails that you can put onto your pants. So you can wear a tail and some ears around if you want. It's kind of fun. We also do custom hats and kigus and things like that. So. It's pretty fun work. Do a lot of customer service and Photoshop and shipping, a little bit of everything. It's a small company, so we kind of all do a little bit of everything, you know.
How much you have in your, your current clothing library? Is that what it is? In your current wardrobe of Paul Star's merchandise?
Oh, my own stuff? A few things. I'm wearing the hoodie right now. I got a little, it's basically like a modified, we do custom hoodies from scratch, basically, but then... We also have some like Hanes hoodies that we like modify. So I got like a Hanes hoodie with little cat ears on it, and then our logo on it and stuff. It's kind
of
cool.
And definitely with the time of it being fall, getting cold, it's good to have a hoodie.
Mm-hmm. I love hoodie weather. Hoodie weather is my favorite time of season.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect.
I actually gotta go buy some new ones. I need some new hoodies.
So I'm wearing my newest hoodie.
Check it out. Allstar.com.
Allstar.com. Well, yes. You guys are going to have any sales going on for Christmas or anything like that? Anything we should probably keep?
Yeah, we kind of do like flash sales. So it'll kind of like all of a sudden it'll just pop up and it's just like, hey, we got a sale. Let's see.
Well, we'll try
most recent one was Stripey hoodies. Mm-hmm. We had a little sale on those. So it just kind of depends. We just, it kind of rotates a little bit.
Well, hopefully one of the weeks we do the podcast, we'll be able to get the listeners some deals or something like that one day.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I can get a promo code or something.
Ooh, bam. Yes. Ah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me.
Right?
Some, just in case, we were talking about earlier off live air, but if everything falls out, you might be seeing us as an affiliate for NerdBlock. So we'll see if that plays out. It's just a matter of, I guess, getting accepted or whatnot. They sent me the email, and I think it's a great option. So,
what is NerdBlock?
It's basically like a Loot Crate and New Crate and all those other things. It's just, you know, you get a subscription to a box of random nerdy things, and you open it up, and that stuff is, you know, whatever, toys, hoodies, stickers. I think sometimes they do like movies and stuff, but pretty much if you've seen Loot Crate and anything related to that, it's pretty much the same thing. So if we become an affiliation, we'll have our own promo code for people to come and get a special percentage off their subscription and stuff like that. So keep that in mind. Hopefully next year that would be able to – hopefully next year or sooner. So we'll see how that goes out. But thanks for bringing that up. Promo codes. I don't know where we're going with that. but yeah, that's it for you, Sully, huh?
Yeah, that's about it right now. I've been thinking about maybe doing some live streaming video games, but that's something I'm still in the process of like working on. So I'll have more updates about that later, maybe.
I would like to
for now
hang out with Sully and watch him play video games via the internet.
Hell yeah!
Because we don't see enough of each other.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like the old days, like hanging out and watching each other play video games,
except for it's on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way we connect now. So, well, I think we'll save some of the other stuff for video games, and we'll just jump right into some news and updates. Anything you guys want to throw out before we get started with the list that we have here? Nothing off the top of the head, huh?
I know they showed the Star Wars, the Force Awakens. They did the poster.
The movie poster. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
the
right.
Movie poster's out.
I dug it. I did see it. Of course, reminds me of all the original Star Wars artwork and stuff like that. So I'm pretty excited. I can't wait. Actually, it's this and Batman versus Superman. And Doctor Strange, I think I'm kind of excited for as movies, upcoming movies. So,
I really don't have nothing to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I think once I start seeing more trailers, I would be interested. I know December 18th is going to be packed, and Christmas is going to be packed,
of course,
for Star Wars. So I'm going to try and probably get like a matinee in so I can watch the movie. But I'm jazzed about it just yet. Only reason I'm not jazzed about it is because
you are a hard man to please. We didn't note that earlier.
Well, I have it's one of the movies that let me not watch the trailer, because if I feel like if I watch the trailer, those going to probably be the good parts of the movie, and you know I want to kind of be surprised by everything. So I am going to go watch it, but I'll probably go like watch it Sunday during the Bears game or something.
Did you at least enjoy the teaser trailer that they
I didn't even watch the teaser trailer.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Like no trailers I've been looking at, because I kind of wanted to see everything from a fresh eye.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
How about you, Ryan? Have you seen the new or the recent teaser trailer, which came out probably like 3 months ago or something like that?
I have. Yeah, now I have to try to watch it again, because now I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, great.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's already been so long, internet time. It's great. I loved it. I saw it, and I just got all queasy on the inside. I got a little queasy between the legs. So we'll see.
A little bit wet.
Oh, no.
No, it really was. Just to see Harrison Ford come back and play his role, having the sound. And just overall, the landscape and scenery that they posed in it. And it's just a teaser trailer. We barely know what's going to happen in this movie. So I'm excited. I can't wait. I think the poster looked great.
Yeah. When it's sci-fi, you do have to special effects are really important. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to sci-fi. Story, yeah, it was going to be there. But, like, I guess that... For me personally, don't let your special effects overtake the story and the acting.
Which is the latter prequels, I guess, because the prequels came out like 20, 30-something years later, or 20-something years later. But mm-hmm. I would say the prequels suffer that more than the original trilogy, if anything.
I would say this. I think when you do something that's old in high def, you could see kind of how the special effects was during that. Mm-hmm. When they kind of it makes a highlight, you just be like, that doesn't look good. Where when you watch the original version, you just be like, oh wow, these special effects are really good. Like you could tell the difference,
yeah.
But the way that the presentation of it, you know, they did it so just like they did it so well.
No, I agree. Well, and also, what did we have growing up? Of course, they did have, from what I understand, they had CGI back in the 70s. So, I mean, mm-hmm. there was still CGI then. But for the most part, and what's happening now with the new trilogy, or the later trilogy, because this is more of the cap-off to the whole series, is that it's practical effects. And we really didn't see that much with the prequels.
Yeah.
I want to call it the original trilogy. But the prequels and so on, and a lot of movies, to be honest with you, we don't see that many practical effects anymore. So that's why I'm more excited to see J.J. Abrams' new take on it, because at least he's going back to the roots, to movie making and to Star Wars, in a sense, back to practical effects.
Star Trek movie, the first one. I love the Star Trek movie by J.J. Abrams.
Really?
I believe that he's going to do a good job with the first
one. Even though I didn't really like the Star Trek versions, but go on.
To each his own.
It's fun. It was fun. It just wasn't Star Trek to me.
I understand. That's a different discussion. But his work and his work that he put in that movie, hopefully I can see that same work being done in The Force Awakens. That's just me. Sully, Brian.
Sully's like, where are we again? Where's my line?
What am I?
Line.
You got anything on a new Star Wars teaser poster or anything new Star Wars, JJ?
I haven't seen it yet. But when you say practical effects, do you mean like are there going to be any Muppets? Because if there's Muppets, I'm down.
Yes, there's all sorts of Muppets and robots and stuff like that. They really did design quite a bit. I think they got the original costume designer from the first trilogy to do some of the special effects in this current one. I may be wrong on that, but it would make sense that they do it. You know, they did because for the most part. Industrial Light and Magic was what created and what still creates pretty good special effects throughout movies. I'm trying to figure out Transformers. I think if they didn't have Industrial Light and Magic to make the Transformers be who they are in the movies would be sucking 10 times more than they do now.
They would have got Transmorphers.
Transmorphers. Which I saw that like the first 10 minutes of that movie and I turned it off.
I haven't even seen Sharknado yet.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen none of them.
Sharknado. I saw, another sci-fi one like that, where it was about, like, an earthquake that, like, is, like, following these people. They're, like, running away from an earthquake. It's so ridiculous. I wish I could. It was so bad. I'm like, since when do earthquakes, like, run around and, like, I don't know, it was crazy. It didn't make any sense.
Is that the most recent one with The Rock or something like that?
No, it was with that one girl who passed away, that young actress from...
Brittany Murphy?
Names right now. Yeah, Brittany Murphy's in it.
Really? I'm trying to think of earthquake.
It's really bad. It's this terrible earthquake movie. It's so bad. Did you hear that?
Dr. Lane. What's the plan?
I'll need Boomer here to help out with topography.
It was good, though, but it was terrible.
it's one of those so bad that it's good, like you could laugh at.
Terribly bad. Terribly good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically what Sharknado is anyway. It's just terribly good.
Plus, yeah, it's like they knew it was going to be bad.
They got What's-His-Face from 90210 in there, too. So,
I think that's and What's-Her-Face, they're both in it.
Yeah.
And
the blonde chick. Yeah. I forget his name, but yeah, they're both in it. That's right. Yeah, look it up. I'm sorry. There you go. Yeah, I don't need to use that right now. Go ahead.
IMDb that.
Mega Fault. That was the one I was just talking about.
Oh,
Mega
that sounds
Fault.
Like a horrible movie.
Oh, and the guy from ER, Eric LaSalle, is in it. I forget what he was in, but I think it was Harry and the Hendersons. Bruce Davison from the sitcom Harry and the Hendersons. Pretty sure.
Wow, I haven't.
Really, that's, really weird.
That's pulling out the nostalgia right there. Not a lot of people probably remember that.
Make sure you get under the couch.
I know the dad is in Sharknado. He plays the lead for Sharknado. I gotta find it.
Yeah, find it. Find that shit right now. Get on that. Sharknado. We're doing a lot of research for Sharknado here, guys.
For no particular reason, just because.
Because we gotta figure it out. Ryan, what do you feel about any of the teaser stuff or anything about J.J. Abrams' new Star Wars take?
Well, you know, it's a because you know the new trilogy, you know, I think kind of left a sour taste in a lot of our mouths. But you know, I always kind of have to be really kind of skeptical when it comes to his work. But he does seem to be kind of going in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, like more practical effects as opposed to the CGI, and you know, I don't think we're gonna have a Jar Jar Binks we're gonna have to worry about. So I have high hopes. It is Star Wars. I mean, I'll probably enjoy it regardless, but you know, we'll see if it's any good or not. It's not really sure one way or another yet.
And the light.
Some updates from Ed here.
So what's the up? First Sharknado had Tara Reid, Ian Ziering, and John Hurt. And it was directed, it was written by Thunder Levin and directed by Anthony C. Ferrante.
Say that, written by who again?
Thunder Levin, T-H-U-N-D-E-R. Thunder,
wow, what a name.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Thunder Levin, look at that.
And on, I think on Sharknado 3, they actually, the crew went on strike. Not the actors, but the crew, you know, they went on a, like a union strike, and they had to make a deal for them to come back. It was kind of all kind of crazy. And they're doing a Sharknado 4.
I like craziness.
Yeah, because you like Sleepaway Camp. We'll talk about
we'll
later.
We'll get that later. You really want to get that. No, I agree. For going back to the original stuff. No, I like that. Thanks for the Sharknado research. I think we're in good hands with this new Star Wars expecting. So I'm hoping this is the Star Wars I've been expecting since the original one. So,
but they'll probably do like a Blu-ray bundle. I know they already have them out, but they'll probably like do a re-release with Disney, do from 1 to 6 to catch everybody up. You know, they normally do it.
Well, they are doing the whole trilogy in theaters, or not the whole trilogy, the whole series in theaters. So you'll be able to see all 6 movies up to this point.
But then you can't hang yourself.
You can in a theater. I'm sure there's places to hang yourself in a theater.
I should have said that. Let me be respectful.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed, for all that. Well, grimness. It is Halloween, guys. Halloween! Yay!
Darkness. Candy,
yay!
And gummy bears, 75% sale after Halloween goes. Which is a fun fact for everybody. A few years ago, farmers were having a hard time getting corn for cows to eat. So what they did was, when Halloween came, they would go to the grocery stores and buy all the expired candy and feed it to the cows. And they would produce almost the same as corn, because corn was having a hard time. So they was feeding cows Snickers, Milky Ways, Kit Kat bars, and the cows were loving it. And the milk was a little bit richer. And no, of course, chocolate milk didn't come out anything, but it was that substitute for corn. It was really cool learning about that. I was just like, wow.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, but they were just like, because the crops were so bad, and they weren't getting enough rain, they couldn't feed the cows to make make milk. So the substitute, they was throwing out Snicker bars and Kit Kats, and the cows were just like, moo, moo, eating it up like it was nothing. Yes.
Moo, moo. Out of my way.
And they
the cows say when they like it,
and they were eating it. I'm like, think about it. As a cow, you tasting a Snicker bar, wouldn't you be like, "Oh, I want some more"? Heck, us as a humans, we would not eat a whole Snicker bar. We would go to get the miniature ones and put like take out four of them out of the wrappers and eat them, and just be addicted. Where we can't eat like one whole candy bar when it comes to Snickers. If believe me, get a bag of the mini Snicker things, just like a little small bag, and then buy a Snicker bar and see which one takes. See which one you would go through faster, the mini bag or the bar itself.
I would probably go through the mini bag. Yeah, you're right. I think it's a psychological thing, but you don't have the whole Snickers in one. You know, like the big long one. You like the little one.
But you will end up wanting to taste for another one, though.
Yeah, no, no. Most likely, I would probably eat the mini bag first before I eat a large Snickers, I think. I think so.
Ryan?
We'll have to test that out.
I think if I have Snickers in front of me, they're going to be gone anyway. So,
but which would you eat
first? I'm eating all that crap. Don't worry about it.
But I mean, which one would you eat first, the mini bag or the bar first?
Hard to say, honestly. Maybe the bag, but...
Okay. Sully?
What's the question?
Which one would you eat faster when it comes to Snickers? Would you eat the mini bag or would you eat a bar first? Like, what would you go fast?
Oh, I'd say the mini ones, man. Rip through those things.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're pretty much concerned.
I don't even remove the wrappers.
Oh, you just eat it with the wrapper and then just poop it out.
Yeah,
later?
I figure eventually the chocolate will just like melt through them if I just chew enough.
The wrappers only slow you down.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Because of your throat and stuff.
That wonderful aluminum taste or whatever the hell that is.
I remember one of my friends popped those into the microwave one time and it started popping around all crazy.
That is never good. And we wrap our food with that.
We were young and dumb, you know. You only live once. They say.
Young and dumb and food will come. You gotta live once here in America. You guys like that?
No, because you just mumble everything. You're like, oh, this is really good. Like, huh? Wait, what did you just say? Diction?
You didn't hear that?
I heard
something.
Ooh,
something in America.
Oh, right. Darn it. Whatever.
Like you came because you sounded like you was getting aroused because Sleepy Joe's was being fed to you. Just like, your mouth was just a mouth.
Murmur, murmur, nah, murmur, nah, hama, nah, nah, hama.
I'm sorry, Sleepy Joe's in October are the best.
Sloppy Joe's anytime is the best.
No, but there's something about, like, even with chili.
Turns you on in October?
I'm like, Noel, no, other stuff does that for me. But just there's just something about Sloppy Joe's in October with some Dorito chips or fries or whatever you prefer. It's just, like, bomb big to eat.
Burger medium?
There are lots of burgers America goes out for, but there's only one America comes home for. Manwich. The burger with the works inside. Your ground beef and Manwich sauce all simmer together. Manwich. The burger with the works inside.
Man,
I like Sloppy Joe's. We're the woman made chili this weekend. It's a vegetarian chili. I do prefer it with meat, so I don't know why. I like that meat. But yeah, we had some chili, and just overall, I was thinking of Sloppy Joe's. That's kind of funny that you brought that up.
Have you had it with rice? Not Sloppy Joe's, but chili.
I like chili with rice. That is good. It's a good combo.
Yeah, that's
to try that.
Yeah, that's
it's easy too.
That is preferred when you do vegetarian. If you guys decide, like when you eat it, eating it with rice is really good. I think because it's like rice and beans, it's just delicious. It's like really good.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ryan?
Only really like chili when it's mixed with. I like chili when it's mixed with a Velveeta cheese. Get that in nice like a dip. Yeah. Just like mom used to make. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the cheese be optional, like a topping,
I'm talking about like, yeah, like you mix like a like my mom used to do where it'd be like I think it's like two cans of Hormel chili and like a block of Velveeta cheese is like one big like dip, and
really?
Then like you know dip like tortilla chips in it. Oh, dude,
or some
it's Fritos. Oh, it's
get some Fritos on there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I've never had chili with Velveeta cheese. I never know people made it like that. That's, I might have to try that.
Life-changing. Yeah,
it makes it just all, like, thick. I mean, it's, like, the perfect dipping thing for, like, any, like, Thanksgiving or whatever. Like, basically, because it's warm. It's nice and, you know, warms you up, just like chili does.
And, Sully, you're right with Fritos. Maybe I'll add the chili cheese Fritos. Those ones are bomb.
That sounds delicious, actually. Yeah, I've had the chili cheese Fritos. Those are great.
I wonder do they do the scoops in the chili cheese or just the regular Fritos with the scoops? I have to look for it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Let's get on that for next episode.
Yeah.
We could do like a food cast.
Yeah. And then we'll throw it up on Periscope and just
We just add Velveeta to everything. It's awesome.
Just rub it all over our faces for the camera. I think that would be great. Just all over Periscope, cheese, everything. I think they will love it.
Periscope some cheese. Did you see the girl that who periscoped drunk driving and got a DUI?
That's right.
Wait, what?
And I've been on Periscope, and a lot of hot chicks drunk are drunk. A lot of chicks drive while they're filming, so it's ridiculous.
That's stupid. It is. Yeah, she was drunk as hell, driving around with a flat tire, looking for a gas station, and people are like trying to give her directions. And then you see in the little chat bubble at the bottom, someone just goes, "Be careful what you post. This is the police department. We'll be with you shortly." And they just used her video, her live feed, to figure out where she was. So they just looked at different. Well, she was talking about where she was. She wasn't like making a secret. And eventually they don't have it on tape, or at least not the one I saw. But they catch her and they pull her over, give her DUI.
23-year-old Whitney Beale started periscoping at a local bar on Friday night and continued to film herself for nearly an hour driving around Lakeland, Florida.
She was wasted.
Stuff you shouldn't do on the internet is post where you're committing crimes at.
But put it on YouTube so I can watch it while I'm watching Cops TV.
Yeah, show us later.
Yeah, eventually that's what it's going to turn into.
Oh, I love Cops.
People filming themselves doing illegal things. That's going to be like the new internet show.
Run, Ronnie, run.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, that's actually some news. They're bringing back Mr. Show.
Yeah, I've
seen
that.
Yeah. Did you watch Mr. Show at all, Ed?
I've seen some of it. It was really funny, but I didn't really see all of it. I don't know. I thought they had the whole original series on Netflix.
It's a possibility. I have not checked, but if you haven't checked it out, Mr. Show's great.
Yeah, it was funny. I like David Cross. He's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and David Cross, the whole cast is pretty funny, but David Cross is right up there.
Let me explain it, okay?
It's in your pocket.
I was standing here minding my own business, doing my work, and then a man came up to me with a scar. He had a big old scar, and he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, man," he put that in my pants. He said, "Hold on to this for me." I was like, "What's all that about?" And he ran off before I could see he had a scar. And there it goes.
I was big into Kids in the Hall.
Oh, Kids in the Hall.
Now you're talking.
Straight from my body, right out of your plate. That's my favorite, the chicken lady. If you remember that. Yeah. She's trying to get dates.
I like the when it was in the office. Talking and stuff. That used to be funny. They was dressed in drag.
Yeah, all the time. That's their thing. And Scott Thompson, who was the flamiest of them all, is always playing the straight guy. It was great. I mean, he did play a few of their cross-dressing characters.
I love when he played was in the bar.
He plays a good straight guy.
I love when he was in the bar.
Which one?
Was it Scott Thompson?
Well, is it a sketch or something you were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just oh, really? Well, if you haven't heard.
Oh, when he's talking.
And the monologues. Yeah. Those are funny.
Yeah. No, that one's good, too. I'm going to have to find it.
Kids in the Hall was like the show.
It was one of my favorites. I used to watch it all the time. Like, seriously, it was like Kids in the Hall, Saturday Night Live, obviously, you know, even though it sucked from pretty much now till about when I got out of high school. So,
and Living Color was good.
Living Color was
that's the
one.
Show, yeah. Def Comedy Jam for me.
I did watch some. It depended. Depend on who was on. The Lot was another one. And, there was one more.
Mad TV?
Oh, yeah, Mad TV. Yeah, actually, that was another good one. That was.
It's a good one.
So good.
I'm trying to find Scott Thompson. Or Kids in the Hall, Scott Thompson.
I know definitely, I think it was Fridays, they used to show Spa, the animated cartoon, the animated TV show on HBO.
What's it called?
Spa.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that on HBO.
HBO had a lot of good stuff. Crushing Your Head. That was another good Kids in the Hall. You remember that?
Crushing
It. My money in the Texaco. Well, I like to put it in the Gulf. Well, I put my money in my mattress. Well, I put my money in my wallet. You're boring me. I'm cutting your head. Hey!
I wanted to talk something else that was on Netflix. That's right. We'll just move right along there. Speaking of some of the new shows that were coming on Netflix, has anyone caught the Jessica Jones teaser or motion comic at all?
Not yet. I haven't.
No.
No.
Nope, not yet. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, Sully, we'll have to teach Sully a little bit. Teach him. Keep him with the speed. Jessica Jones.
I feel like you just need to, like, play, like, some sort of educational film for me and then just, like,
let it roll.
Pull my eyelids open so I just have to sit there and watch.
Well, there actually is a Jessica Jones stuff on YouTube since it's coming out. Jessica Jones is the new Marvel TV show coming out on Netflix next month. And just like Marvel, they released these promo, like motion, they call them motion posters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play a little bit of this one here, just, you know, so people can listen to a little bit of that. And, of course, I'll put anything that we talk about, I'll put links into our blog. So you'll be able to check that out when we have the actual archive show uploaded. Of course, no one else can see this unless you're looking it up. But these motion posters are freaking beautiful. If you haven't checked out the Daredevil one they did. Oh, this show's going to be badass. Of course, there's a lot of purple and everything. If you don't know, Purple Man's a villain. That's 1,000 Eyes, in case you want to look up that song. But that's their motion comic, and it's mostly related. If you, like I said, if you've seen the Daredevil motion comics that they released when Daredevil first came out, it's very similar to that. They even have like little Easter eggs of like Avengers Tower in the background and some other things you'll get to see. But I'm pretty excited. But if, in case you don't know, we'll just jump right into that. Jessica Jones is kind of a small Marvel character. And she kind of made her first appearance in like one of the old Spider-Man comics, like back in the 1960s, late 60s, 70s. And she was like in a panel. And what happens is they fast forward to a comic book, I think, called Alias. And Alias is Marvel Max. I think it was the first Marvel Max they put out. And this is where she comes into play. So what happens is that Jessica Jones was like this bright-eyed new superheroine. And she got her powers just like Daredevil. If you haven't known what Daredevil, he gets his powers by some toxic sludge or whatever.
Yeah.
Her family ends up crashing, and a toxic sludge gets on her whole car, and she's the only one that survived. And she gets, like, some flying powers, super strength, and, like, tough skin or something like that. So she goes out and tries to become a superhero, kind of mingles with, like, the Avengers and stuff like that, but just it still plays a small part. And like I said, the only time she became famous was in this Alias comic. So what happens is that she ends up getting kidnapped by the Purple Man. And the Purple Man, who goes across, I mean, Daredevil, Spider-Man, Luke Cage, all these characters have dealt with the Purple Man at some point. And what he does is he basically controls people, mind controls. And he's kind of a creep, too. So what happens is that, and I hope this is where the show goes into play, is that he catches her at one point. He ends up turning her into, like, a supervillain, and he, like, kidnaps her for 8 months and becomes, like, a sex slave, in a sense. Even though they don't really have sex, it's more like a psychological thing.
Yeah.
And then I forget how she escaped, but something – she snapped out of it or something like that and end up pretty much laying low for the rest of the time and kind of became angry and became a drunk, an alcoholic and all that. So if you watch any of the teaser trailers – you'll see that there's one scene where it's like alcohol glasses on the floor. And they did a pretty good job because a lot of the stuff that they're pulling from these promos and stuff is actually straight from the Alias comic book. So if you've read the Alias comic book, which I haven't, I guess this is where the story is going to start off with. So in the Alias comic book, after she comes back from her time gone, her and I think Luke Cage become a thing. And if people don't know, there's going to be a Luke Cage Netflix show after that. So it kind of makes sense how it's all coming together. And this is all comic canon. So what I'm talking about is straight from the comic books like 10 years ago, to be honest with you. So her and Luke Cage start like an investigative team. So instead of her being like a superhero, she just basically is investigating small crimes and stuff like that. And that's where her story takes place now. So she's not a superhero anymore. She's just kind of like a super strong detective, kind of like the Marvel Supergirl. If you don't know, there's a Supergirl TV show that's coming out, I think, this month or next month as well.
I think this month.
This month. I caught the trailer, or the trailer, the pilot episode, and I was, it wasn't bad, but it's not what I was looking for, really. But so I'm pretty excited. So like I said, I'm going to link all this stuff into our blog, and you'll be able to check, you know, any article or anything that we talked about will be linked into to our blog, so you'll be able to check out that too. But if you haven't, check it out yourself. I think it's really good. 55 seconds, you're not going to regret at all. So, cool. Jessica Jones motion comic. I think a trailer's coming soon. And speaking of trailers, I believe the next Star Wars trailer is coming out Monday. So
I won't take a look. I'm just avoiding
it. You're just going to avoid it? Yeah. So if people have been aching for that, you'll be able to see a new Star Wars trailer Monday, which comes out in December. So, I mean, we're almost like a month away from the new Star Wars movie. So I think Ryan's the only – you're a comic geek too, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you said you didn't know anything about Jessica Jones at all, Ryan?
I did not, actually. She didn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah, and it's just kind of how the story went. With her story in Alias was that no one really knew who she was, and that's why she started doing the detective story. So it's kind of interesting that they're playing that off of that. Did you know about Jessica Jones at all, Ed?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys just kind of heard the first tidbits right here. So if you haven't, check that out. I'll also, I think in the blog, I'll post a link of a YouTube video that explains their origins. So if people are interested, then go ahead and check that out too. Okay. As well as I'll post it in our Facebook group. So anything that we did talk about, I'll make sure we post there. And anything that we might have talked about might be already on our Facebook page. So check out the Diluted Geeks Podcast Facebook page. All you got to do is look for the Diluted Geeks. Say we're there.
Nice.
Let's see. Moving on. Here's some quick news. Excuse me. We're having a Hellfire Club rumors, a Hellfire Club TV show coming out for Fox. I don't know if you're aware who the Hellfire Club is. Really, Ed?
Mm-mm.
You know who Hellfire Club is, right, Ryan?
I'm trying to remember. I
what? It's not,
I know who they are.
In case you don't know, they
that was Captain Chris, by the way.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm
oh, Beeman's on! Yay, yeah, Ryan.
Hello, Chris.
How did that happen?
I
made some magic.
Joined in. I just had to download Skype and all that hoopla.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect timing. We're actually going to be talking about some good stuff in the next few seconds.
Talk about the Hellfire Club?
Yeah, they're thinking of making a TV – Fox is thinking of making a TV show out of that. So
ran by Sebastian Shaw and the Black Queen.
Exactly. If you guys caught X-Men First Class, those are the characters that are from there. Although,
that movie sucked.
Yeah, it was all right. It was a better X-Men movie than, I think, the previous X-Men films. I don't know if anyone else agrees with that at all, but – Yo, you know Ed? No.
I actually like all the X-Men films.
Entertain me, but
X-Men 3, for the original Trinity was garbage.
Most definitely was my least
honestly,
favorite.
Honestly, I kind of feel 1 and 3 were awful.
Really?
The only one I kind of enjoyed was 2.
Yeah, I think 2 was the
best
one. Yeah, it's probably the best one. And that's because there was more going on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think 1 was a good intro to the movie series, to the trilogy, and then 2 was the best, and then 3 was just like, oh, I need to be drunk to watch this.
World. What do you need, William?
Just your authorization for a special operation, Mr. President.
We've managed to gather evidence of a mutant training facility in upstate New York.
This facility is a school.
Actually, 1 was the first big budget. Like, it's technically the first indie superhero film because they had the first smaller budget to do it. Bryan Singer really initiated the superhero movies as we know now. So he was like the first like small budget superhero movie to gain that much, exposure Tracks. And whatnot. Yeah. So, but yeah, if you haven't seen First Class, the Hellfire Club is essentially. I want to say like a bunch. They're like a group of psychics. They're not all psychics, but the majority of them.
No, they're not all psychics. Yeah, but they're just like a like a group of mutants. It's like a Brotherhood of Evil Mutants in a sense, but a little more self-serving. You know.
Well, yeah. The story goes like back. The Hellfire Club itself goes back like to the 1800s or something like that. So it's like it continued on to where we know it's. Oh, actually, I think Sebastian Shaw was still one of the founding members. I think he's like super old or something like that.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. But yeah, so they're going to have that. I don't know how they're going to squeeze that in with the whole X-Men story and whatnot. But yeah, apparently we're getting Hellfire Club, which means Sebastian Shaw, the White Queen, and a few other guys I barely remember anyways. I don't know. I don't really care, really. I'm not excited about some of this stuff. I think some of the DC shows are more exciting than Marvel shows right now, so I'm not, like, totally excited about that. But we'll see. They're, you know, they're trying to expand.
A lot more hype, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. And especially since they're trying to create a new X-Men universe with the Age of Apocalypse and on. So, I mean, who knows if they're going to tie them in. And I think that's really going to cut it for me if it all gets tied in somehow. I think that's really cool, at least, if they try to do that.
Forget it, X-Man. She's in a world where you're nothing but a dream.
I'll send you off to dreamland.
Go ahead. My mutant power absorbs the energy you use against me. The more you fight, the stronger I become. Hey!
And along with X, with the Hellfire Club, there's also a FX show called X-Men Legions, and it's just another rumor. They're just throwing out these ideas, seeing who wants to pay for them and whatnot. Let me see if I can get up something specifically on it, real quick. X-Men Legions.
Wasn't there a video game called X-Men Legions?
No, X-Men Legends.
Oh,
combo. Yeah, that game was good.
That was a good game. Have you played that or anything?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to play X-Men Legends. X-Men Legends.
Are you into like RPG style dungeon crawlers where it's just hack and slash, but you build, you know, level your guys up and it's pretty rad.
Didn't that come out for the regular Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did play. Yeah. I have it for the regular.
There's
Xbox.
There's X-Men Legends 1 and 2, and then
The first story was a little choppy. The second one
much
was
better. It was Age of Apocalypse. They took on
Yeah, but still, I mean, the story in those games were a little floppy, but the gameplay is totally awesome.
Wasn't it like Gauntlet almost?
It's just like Gauntlet, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and they did, was it, not Ultimate Marvel, what was it called?
Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah. So they did Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2. Which...
Those games were awesome. The first one, again, the gameplay was incredible, but the story sucked terribly. And then when you got to the second one, it actually did the Civil War story, and that was actually pretty impressive. Good lineup of characters.
Yeah, and that's what I loved about those games. I always felt like a great cast, a great – my toys. With those types of games, I feel like I'm pulling out my X-Men toys. You know, it's like, hey, and then you get to change. What was cool about those games, I think the X-Men games carried it on, was depending on who you put together, you would get different perks and stuff like that.
Oh. Right, right.
So, yeah, if you had, Toad, Magneto, you know, those characters.
Or if you had, like, Colossus and Wolverine, you can throw them.
You can throw them, exactly. So you get to do a lot of cool things. That's why I wish they bring that game back. Or that, at
get
least
to
that
do that fastball special. It's pretty rad.
Fastball.
Well, Disney owns it, so.
Well, I think they can still do it.
That's kind of the issue behind getting all these Marvel movies done and why they kind of just get, like, hacked together and very forced, because the characters are owned by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, it's not cohesive, and you actually have to kind of tiptoe around who you can use and who you can't.
Well,
that's part of why the movies, I kind of feel.
It's mostly that they have to buy them out of contract. It's not.
Yeah,
they
got to get a certain amount of characters and whatnot.
I mean, because the thing about it, if Disney spent the money, because Disney have the money to buy all the characters out of contract, so they have the money to pay whatever, whoever has the that character to bring them back into the universe. They just got to pay out of contract whenever the deal is, because they can't go to the regular person, like they can't go back to Marvel if that. Contract is up for renewal. They can't go back to Marvel. They actually got to go to Disney to do that.
Sure. Well, that's because Disney owns them, but it's owned by either Fox and Sony. And pretty much, from what I understand, like all these companies, they when the comic hype started going up, and it's just like, hell yeah, we can make comic movies. Everybody just started buying up whatever character.
And that's how they made money, too.
And that's where we're at, yeah.
And
there's a lot of money in contract buying, where if you can buy a copyright, and then it's just like, oh, well, now you want it? Well, I own it, and I'll sell it to you. So that's part of what's ruining stories, I feel.
I guess a bit of
dirty, filthy money.
Filthy money. What's been a problem with all of this is that Marvel was going through some hard times in the early 90s, and they were just selling these contracts like crazy, which is what when we got the X-Men contract and a few other movies that never got made. And that's really what happened. They needed money, and they sold them. Now they made a bunch of money from the rights of those movies, and then eventually having Disney just basically throw them money and having, of course, Iron Man be the flagship for all the Marvel movies now. Now they're stuck. You know, it wasn't a smart decision at all. Sure, yeah, we got, you know, some the X-Men movies, but at the end, it just wasn't a good deal at all. Because now we can't have what some are kind of speculating a crappy Civil War movie without all these characters.
I'm speculating a shitty horror Civil War movie. Yeah, I don't really see them doing. I mean, from what I understand, they were able to get Spider-Man, which is kind of a big player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they unveil him, I mean, he's kind of the poster child for the entire Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's I feel the universe is way too vast, and what's going to end up happening is it's going to be incredibly nerfed, and I think it's going to just kind of be forced. It's really I think one of the problems with like the movie, it's, you know, it's like Cap hasn't been working with superheroes for a decade,
yeah,
or two decades, you know what I mean? Like, you know, since he was, in a sense, you know, thawed out and working with the Avengers or whatever. But he hasn't had experience with all these people. So, like, you're going to try and – why take a stance on – it's just like, I got to protect the identity of these people when he doesn't really have any sort of attachment to that many super people. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
It's going to be a forced motive.
But can they change it? Can they make it feel different than the comic book instead of trying to make it feel similar to the comic book? It's just
well, that's what they're doing. I think that's where the downfall is. There's a lot of this adaption that gets lost in translation from the
original story.
And
that's the issue. It's just I have no problem if they wanted to like do things in a sense. I'm not expecting verbatim, and I understand what you mean, but I sort of think of all the ideas just like, well, then don't refer or reflect on to a past story. Like, start something brand new. Continue with this new universe that you're inventing.
I think you probably could still do the war, but just switch a whole bunch of, just make it original. I think what's going to happen is that people expect the movie to be the comic. And once again, like we tell people, don't do that. Don't make.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
And because people get mad and stuff about that. Just like, no, you have to realize that book and film are two separate things. They're both the same media, but they're two separate things.
True.
You kind of have to keep it separate. A lot of people expect that when they go see the film, their expectations is everything from the book.
There are serious artistic licenses that are taken. Like, if you're going to take something and you're going to call it this and it's going to be based on this and it's, you know, I guess you could take certain luxuries, but there's like too much artistic license and things just get lost where it's like I just like, you really planned that from the get-go? Like, that was really like your first part of your first draft. For your screenplay, like really, that do you if you're gonna base it on characters that already have existing depth, like why can't you continue off of that story? I guess that's what I mean. Like instead of making it all up anew, why don't you base it off of the old lore and already existing history?
Because that presents the problem of expectancy. That's why I said
expectations.
Yeah, that's why I was just like.
But Sin City, Watchmen, all those movies did fairly well for almost.
And you want to know what's funny?
The Watchmen took some liberties. Sin City was verbatim.
Exactly,
I thought
it was.
That movie was pretty solid.
Yeah,
what's funny about Sin City?
I'm not even talking about the fact that it's like verbatim for what the book said.
Mm-hmm,
what I'm saying is. The fact that they're having to recreate all of these characters.
Yeah.
Hawkeye didn't have a wife. You know, Black Widow and Hulk never got together. Yeah. I mean, but that's but what I'm saying is why can't you go and pre-existing story? I mean, Star Wars does shit like that. I mean, maybe not the movies are changing now. They're changing the way that was. But, like, even – but, like, in the animated and all that stuff, like, it – you still have old history to work with.
Yeah.
Work with it. It's there. Yeah. Don't recreate it. And, like, if you were to make something like the Civil War, you can have that same feeling. It doesn't have to be verbatim, don't get me wrong, but, like – use the history, use the lore, use the characters that are already pre-existing if it's based on that universe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making a new universe.
So you're talking more about the character use, the characters that's in the story, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't think you should treat them as separate. I mean, yeah, I get the fact that you, you know, it's hard to make a comic movie. But what I'm saying is, it's like, expand on the books in live action.
Why
do I want my already existing characters recreated in a sense? Because what happened
probably because of viewership,
and that's part of the issue, I guess.
Yeah,
we don't. But where we've been proven now that we don't have to do that.
I guess that's why Warner Brothers is such a good position with owning DC, because they didn't do because Warner Brothers did, of course, Batman, and they did Superman way back in the 90s and early 70s or 80s. I don't know when the first Superman was out. Was it the 80s? The first Superman?
Yeah, it was like 1978.
That was 1978. Sounds
okay.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, Warner Brothers didn't have to have no problems with that, because I guess it was making DC a lot of money. Actually, both companies were making a lot of money. And then when Warner Brothers bought them, you know, of course, we know Warner Brothers don't have a lot of DC comic movies or like that. They're making tons of movies in the TV shows. Like, I think Batman animated show probably stands out more than the X-Men TV show. Like, they're
of
both.
Of course. I agree with that.
And the reason why I kind of say that is that probably the first and second season of Batman animated show stands out, where we'll probably say, like, maybe the first 26 episodes of X-Men is good.
Well, to be honest with you, there's only two and a half, three seasons of X-Men.
I thought it was three.
There's not that many.
No.
But it felt accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
because
it's just like, I already have the depth of the story. I already know who this character is. You can tell it through a retelling, but like, it's just.
And the only character they created for the X-Men TV show was Morph. Morph was never a comic book character at all. He was only made to be someone they can kill off. For Mr. Sinister to kind of put his plan.
He was one of the exiles originally.
Oh,
okay, all right.
So I mean, like, he did exist, but they kind of threw him in there because, I mean, you know, the way X-Men comics were, it's a school.
Yeah, anyone can be.
You know, and you get all sorts of different characters in there. Some people you'd see other characters participating, and then you'd see them not. You know.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
well, that didn't feel out of character.
What, Morph, or just Morph. What the first few episodes, anyway. So.
But he was resurrected. And turned into Evil Morph.
Thanks to Mr. Sinister, which.
Whoa! Wolverine. That's my Morph.
Hey, Ten Watchmen. I'm sending you back to Oz.
Yeah, he was actually friends with Wolverine the whole
That's
time.
That's Wolverine saying Morph.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I'm working on my impression.
Sad Wolverine.
Crying over my
So I'm right now my MacBook's acting all weird, but the gist of X-Men Legion for FX is going to be taken off. If people remember from the comic books that Charles Xavier had a son, you remember that?
No.
Well, he ended up having a son with like 1,000 minds, and at some point they ended up killing him, or Charles Xavier had to like lock his brain or something. He was supposed to be like one of the most powerful mutants ever, but because he was kind of he had like mental issues, or he was slow, or something like that. He
was crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy. He didn't become the most powerful mutant. But apparently that's what the show's going to be based off of, is Charles Xavier's son, and I guess how that story plays out. So that's X-Men Legion.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even guess they would go that far. And if they will, it's like, why can't they just do this in the movies? Because I think that would be a pretty good movie of them trying to deal with Charles Xavier's son than like a whole series. Well, maybe.
Where are you supposed to fit? Where's the love story?
Well, yeah, that's true. Who knows what they're going to do with that?
I don't know.
Well, it kind of reminds me of what's that show? Or what was the? It was a Fox show, actually. It was X-Men Generations.
It was Generation 13, or not X-13. Generation 13, Generation X,
or Generation X. Yeah, they tried to do an X-Men show before.
Generation X.
Fox presents a world premiere motion picture from the creators of the hit comic book series The X-Men comes Generation X. They've got the power. They've got the technology. They're the new generation of superheroes.
Yeah. I actually taped that.
Wow, cool.
I had an old VHS recording of that. I might actually still have that. But yeah, I think I only saw the pilot episode, and I don't think it ever went any further.
No,
it looked awesome.
I think you're right. I think it was just that. But that's what they taped off. Cool. So if you ever read Generation X, that was a bit of it. I don't remember if they had Magneto as the main guy in it. I think that was
it was
Banshee.
I remember
it was Banshee.
It was ran by Banshee.
Yeah.
I think Jubilee was in it, but yeah. I remember seeing Skin for sure.
Skin, yeah, that's like Generation X right there.
I think was Mero in there? I don't remember.
I don't remember Mero at all.
Yeah, it was definitely during the early 90s. I'd have to look that up.
I remember I remember Electric Guy that didn't exist in the X. I think they threw him in there and some other character.
I forget who's all in the gym.
Yeah, they had one dude, too, where, like, he could, like, absorb the consistency of, like, he grabbed, like, a brick and some guy tried punching him and he ended up breaking his hand on his jaw or something like that, right?
Oh, that's actually...
Was that supposed to be Creel?
No. That was the guy from X-Men First Class. If you remember the movie, that guy, Chameleon or Darwin. It was Darwin. That's his name, Darwin.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
He's actually one of the original X-Men. If you guys want to talk about cool comic book stuff during all the Deadly Genesis stuff, and you learn that before the regular Cyclops, Marvel Girl, Iceman, Beast, and Angel lineup, there was an X-Men before, and it consisted of this guy Vulcan, who I want to say he was related to the Summers. You had this Petra chick who was like, had this cool like earth power, and she ended up like, before she died, she ended up becoming one with the earth or some shit. And then, there were some other characters, and then there was Darwin, and yeah, Darwin's pretty badass to be able to adapt to anything. It's a pretty rad power, pretty rad, but I don't know, just fun fact. There was an original thing. It was a secret of Professor Xavier.
So during
the Deadly Genesis stuff, it was neat.
I guess First Class was a bit canon with having Darwin as one of the original characters. A bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. Just because they end up killing him really easily. It was kind of stupid.
Yeah. He should, honestly, that's one of the cool parts about him in the comic is because he actually survived everything. It was pretty much like all the original X-Men, they died. Professor Xavier sent him on a mission and they died, or so he thought, but pretty much everybody sort of since died but him. And he's still around, and he's pretty rad. He adapts to anything. I mean, like, he adapts to death. He won't die. It's pretty rad.
Adapt to this.
The last bit of movie news that we have is Godzilla and King Kong for 2020. So that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Did you see the Godzilla movie?
Yeah, I did. It's slow and quiet.
Aw, I thought it was awesome.
It's okay.
Well, coming from you, that's actually good. So I'll take that. Any of you guys seen the Godzilla movie yet?
I have not.
Man.
No.
I've seen that movie like three freaking times, probably four times.
I have it on Blu-ray, so I got to be watching it again.
Oh, I wish I had Blu-ray. I would totally buy it from you. No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it in 3D, so... It's going to be awesome to see that Godzilla and the style they did with a stylized King Kong. But it's going to be kind of hard because the Godzilla in that movie was like freaking like as big as a skyscraper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was huge. And King Kong is not as big as like a quarter, if not smaller than a sky, you know, smaller than that. So So that's going to be interesting, seeing like a small King Kong kind of go against a huge Godzilla. Unless, you know, he's going to grow big and just be a gigantic King Kong. I don't know. It's going to be weird.
I don't know.
That is going to be weird. But we're getting it. So Godzilla
that's
kinda
King
cool. Kong, yeah.
Do you think King Kong is going to hang Dong in that movie?
Oh, heck yeah. They're probably going to have to, they're probably gonna have to block to that stuff out. It's just going to be like a
strategically placed building. Just block
yeah,
it out.
He's just going to like slap a freaking building.
Godzilla gets stopped and gets he gets mesmerized. He's like, oh. Now it's time for us to get on the old Periscope so we can go over some of this toy haul.
So, I don't know how that works.
Oh, I guess I can send you a link there, Sully Boy.
I might just watch, actually. It's getting a little late for me.
Oh, yeah, you don't got to do anything because they're not going to hear you, so it's not that big of a deal. Don't
worry. Oh, okay, good. Well, then I'm not here. I'm already gone.
We'll just this is really just for people on Periscope just to see some of the stuff that we got going on here.
He's looking at toys.
Look, so we'll talk.
That's
about
pretty
some...
cool. I went to the Toys R Us today. It was a good time.
How was that? Did you see anything cool? Any new stuff?
I saw. I hadn't seen him before. New Bebop Rocksteady of the new Nickelodeon
Ninja
Viacom
Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Oh. And
those
I don't know. I think
while.
They look pretty cool.
Yeah, those been out for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the first time I've seen the Rocksteady and Bebop.
We had them in, like, September. No, July, actually.
Okay. That's awesome. I haven't seen it. It's new to me.
Yeah, Ed would know because he's our resident Toys R Us. What do you call it? What's the shorting for Toys R Us? What do you call it?
True.
True, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. True? Okay.
The True Crew. True. He's part of the True Crew, so he's our resident.
You work there or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome.
He runs it.
Nice. Pretty much.
Yeah, Ed pretty much runs it. That's actually, people don't know, that's how I met Ed. A handful of years ago now. I was going in, being the geek that I am, making a lot of money and spending it on toys, and Ed would help me out or save some stuff for me. If you actually see some of my headphones and some of the pictures or been to the house and see the, he's the one that actually saved a couple of them for me before they got sold out.
That's how I came to know the former podcast.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
And that's how I ended up being on my own podcast.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So anyone who listens to this show will get their own podcast. So just keep that in mind. A promo code, diluted geeks.
And we're going to continue to move on.
Get your 50% off. No, that's seriously, that's how we started. So I would go and he would say stuff for me and keep me up to date on what they had because stuff goes by fast there. It really does.
And the funny thing is I was so happy when you came in the store, Justin, because I'm just like, yes, a nerd or a geek like me.
Yeah, because we just sit there and talk. And like, talk. Even the first time I met you, we were just yammering on about something. I don't even know how I ran into you. I think I was checking out.
You was checking out.
I was checking
Ed
out.
Stuff, and we got to talking, and I'm just like, oh, really?
And then, you're like, oh, you do a podcast? And the next thing you know, it's...
When the podcast happened the third time you came to do the visit. And then you asked me to look for stuff, and I was just like, okay, I got your stuff. And
little did I know, Ed was just as big as a geek as the rest of us. So. And then he did... the blog. You were doing a blog at the time, right?
Yes.
You know, go ahead and throw that out of the gang if people
missed out. Anime on IGN.com, ENIME. I do optional opinion on there, and then I do some regular writing on there, too. So.
He does some writing. So we are... Ooh, look at that. Hey, look at me. Can you see me? I'm doing this back and forth. Hey, hey, hey.
I see you, Justin.
There we go. Hey, people. There we go. Well, first off, we're showing up here, and... I said, I guess I'll thank Captain Chris for this toy haul real quick here. We got the Dark Phoenix, the famous cover series from Toy Biz. So go ahead. There you go. Show it off to the camera. That's actually a pretty good camera. And look at that insides. Look at that. Her legs are spread because that's how we like toys. It has a Dark Phoenix, which is one of my favorite female comic book characters, Jean Grey, next to Gwen Stacy and Mary J. Watson. Which Mary J. Watson and the new all-new Iron Man might be Tony Stark's new love interest. Yeah. And she also might be taking over as an AI. I'm not sure exactly how true that is. But anyone can look it up for me. Oh, look at that. And so we got here also from that Toy Biz series of famous covers, Marvel Milestones, as they call it. We got Mr. Sinister, which I was just looking up some stuff of Mr. Sinister earlier this week. We were having a discussion. I don't know if any of my fellow geeks here knew, but I always thought Mr. Sinister was a brother of the Scott, of the Summers brothers. He might have, from what I gathered and some of the old stories that I got to find out on the internet, I guess he was like watching the Summers brothers for a while and it had nothing to do with them. So I don't know if anyone there can confirm that or anything like that, or anyone here as one of the hosts know any more information that I'm not bringing out. But that was a bit of information. I don't know why. I don't know where even where I got that from, that there were, but apparently I'm wrong, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't recall him ever being one of the brothers. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we got our next one. So we'll see. Anyone out there who's listening to us, in case you're going to be listening to the archive, give us a shout-out. And the blog post, you'll be able to actually leave Facebook comments and stuff like that. So, or if you're hearing us now, go right ahead. Or if you're on Periscope, throw us in the chat right there, because there is a chat on Periscope. You can only access it through your web access. And once again, find us at CrazyJ82, K-R-A-Z-I-E-J-82. And you can look up the episode on my Periscope account. It'll be set up there. So, yeah, there we go. Yay. Thank you, Ed. Thank you. We have a Spawn classic series, Series 20, Spawn Violator, Violator 3, as they say. Look at that. Yeah. Yay. I love this. One of my favorite favorite comic book series. Well, at least in the beginning. Yeah, Ed's agreeing with me, too. The beginning of the series was great. As it went on, it just kind of dragged down unless you started getting into, like, the medieval Spawns and stuff like that. That's where it kind of got interesting. But it was pretty much the same story. Al Simmons gains his face back. He loses his face. He gains his kids back. Battle with heaven and hell. Mel Bugia is not the leader of hell anymore. Yeah, and this is some classic stuff right here. See if you can get that closer to the camera. Whatever. There we go. Hey, everyone, tuning in. Numbers are going up. That's awesome. But, yeah, it's one of my favorites, and I always love the toys. I actually have a collection, which will go off, I guess, later next week or something like that, and show you some bit of my McFarlane collection. But it's always been one of my favorite toy lines, the McFarlane toys. Just everything they've been doing is probably the only thing that makes me enjoy McFarlane overall, besides Image, I guess. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got another guy here. This I got this week, actually. This is Trigun Moniv, the Gale from Trigun. I've actually only watched like the few episodes of the of it on, I think, Adult Swim or something like that. Was it on Adult Swim? You know a little bit more about this than I do at all, because you're the anime guy. No, you didn't watch Trigun either.
I didn't watch all of it.
Yeah, I watched Trigun. It was good. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, Trigun's awesome.
Oh, you watched it too, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I watched it with you.
Give us a little backstory on it so maybe we can get up to date a little bit. What do you guys know about it?
All right, well, basically the whole story is that you got this mysterious guy known as Vash the Stampede, which in the beginning you know nothing about except that he's wanted for an ungodly amount of money on like a kind of like a Wild West type planet.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and he's like a legendary killer. He's like a... Almost the stories yeah. that go about him that makes Thanks. Him so amazing and mysterious and so such a crazy to be trifled with. And no one knows his real deal. But he's really just kind of a goofball.
I thought I was going to suffocate a minute there. It's Vash! Hi there. Pardon me. Thanks for nothing, fellas.
Something like that, yeah. I'd highly recommend it. I mean, he went out and bought like a – they had like a Big Eye Small Mouth D20 for mm-hmm. like a role-playing anime stuff. I mean, they had a whole Trigun book for that, and of course I bought that up right away because, yeah, that was the shit. It was pretty amazing. But it also acted as kind of like a whole episode guide too, so you can kind of like, you know the whole world so you could play in it too. But even if you were just a fan of the show, I mean, it was well worth looking up. You could probably find copies of that up on like Amazon or something like that. Totally worth it.
Cool. Well, I wanted to note too that along with this small segment here on the show, as well as on Periscope, I'm going to be doing my best to actually show some of the stuff that that I'm going to be selling on eBay. So if you guys see anything or hear anything that we're talking about, I will throw a link to my eBay account that will go directly to it, and we'll talk more about some of the products or whatever that's on there. So, hey, Christmas is coming up. Who knows? You may want to pick up some of the stuff that's up there. I think one of the things, I think it's like, what do we got? The Star Wars VHS something? I'll have to go through the list again. But look for, I think I'm CrazyJ82 on eBay. Look for my account. You'll be able to get that up and also throw that link into the box subscription. So
if we're throwing eBay up, you should look up Half User Man eBay.
Half User Man, there you go.
You can check out my store. I have, you know, comics, collectibles, cards, specifically Magic cards, Magic the Gathering cards, but all sorts of treasure.
Yeah,
so check me out.
Check that out. Like I said, maybe we'll pull up some cool stuff from those bids or whatever from those products, and talk about a little bit here on this segment, so people on Periscope and everything else could actually get to see some of that. So just a little bit, turn this real quick like that, and see how that turns out. But we'll put all those links into our blog for the archive episode, which will be out in a few days. And you'll be able to catch up with all that too. And we'll post it out on our Facebook and Twitter. So, Chris, if you get a chance, send that to me at some point, and then I can
put it up.
Be good. Yeah. And in case anyone else, if you guys got any of the other hosts have eBay, or maybe Sully's got a game he's working on or something, make sure you throw that out there so people can connect it to that and all that. So we'll keep more up to that.
Awesome.
You know what? I've been wanting to save this unboxing for a bit, and let's open this up right now. I just want to get this.
Yeah, why don't you open up a box?
Let's open
why
up
would
box.
You wait?
Yeah, why not? Here we go. We'll open a box. We got this from eBay, actually.
Hello, eBay.
eBay.
Thanks, eBay.
You do things for us all the time, eBay.
You do stuff for them. I don't order
I like to call
eBay.
eBay Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I normally do that for Amazon.
I'm both. I do both. It all depends. I mean, Amazon has a lot of the same prices eBay does for things, so it all depends.
I think I just feel safer with Amazon. Ooh.
But here we go. All right. So let's find out what this... Ooh, unboxing, people. Look at that box. I open it. Open. There's stuff in there. And wow. Brand new light bulbs, people. There you go, light bulbs. I can't wait to use them.
Whoa!
Yeah, light bulbs.
I love light bulbs.
It came in this box too. I just did an unboxing, so I pulled it out and explained what it was. So
is it going to shine light on your situation?
Yeah, it's going to shine some light. This is actually for eBay stuff and for other things. It's for lighting. It's for my lighting. So check that out when you get a chance.
Well, good for you. Good for your light bulbs.
We got some stuff for our light bulbs there. There you go. I can we'll send a light bulb out for you guys. How about that? Oh, that reminds me.
What kind of material is the light bulb made out of?
This is it's halogen, and the model number for this is a GU10. So this is a very small
GU10 later.
Small Gute. Light bulb there. So we got about 10 of these guys.
It's gluten free.
So we're not going to. We got one more to open. Why not? Why don't we just open this other one? This is actually a bit of a. I should be like posting this on Facebook right now too. Here, Ed. You go ahead and pull these out while we get a chance. I'm gonna pull this down a little bit more so it's easier, a little bit better.
What do we have here? Let us see.
This is actually. Oh yeah, this is a bit of a surprise for everyone. This is why I kind of wanted everyone here tonight. But I got here you actually. I'm gonna do this real quick again, and then you go ahead and pull that out of the package. Be my assistant, like we're doing a magic trick here.
What'd you get?
Push up to the camera. He has buttons.
Oh, I'll be closer here. Oh, you got it. got some Spider-Man buttons. So every one of the hosts for this show, and who knows, I may be able to throw some in there, is going to get a Spider-Man button. So,
I like buttons.
I like buttons
show
too.
Show perks.
I'm still waiting on some more buttons. So yeah, we will we'll send them out. Each one of us will get a Spider-Man button from the network to the new show. So
beautiful.
The owners of the network wanted us to have some Spider-Man buttons. So there we go. Here, we'll take
one out. That's awfully keen. That's good. That's good.
Oh. Yeah. So we'll do one out. We are waiting for some more buttons.
Yes.
There you go. That's a cool Spider-Man. Here, maybe you want to just show each one off in the camera. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Ed's doing a great job here, guys. Everyone give Ed a hand for doing a great job.
Yay.
Clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap.
Yay. There you go. All these different Spider-Man. I think this is actually from the TV show. Oh, no, these are movies. These are the Spider-Man movies, not the Amazing Spider-Man, but the original Spider-Man movies. With that chubby Tobey Maguire. That doughy, I don't know. He just never was my Spider-Man.
He does kind of have an alien head bobblehead thing going on.
Yeah, he does have a
Ooh,
big
crap.
Head.
Oh,
especially in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when they did him with like long, stringy blonde hair. So yeah. Freaky looking.
Yeah, so stringy. And he was probably like younger there, actually. That came out, what, mid 90s or whatever?
Oh, yeah, he was pretty young. I think
he looked like Riff Raff from Rocky Horror
Picture
Show.
Totally did.
Yeah, I did. The shorter, more bobbly head version of that.
Oh, he did.
Hot damn, I never rode in a convertible before.
Is that right? Well, I guess you're about ready then, aren't you?
You had for showing all those. So everyone gets a Spider-Man button. I'll bring yours tomorrow at work.
Yay!
Ed will take one home, and then we'll get Sully, John, and Jonathan, and Ryan. We'll get theirs too. So there you go.
Oh.
And hopefully, we'll get our own show buttons eventually. But that does remind me, there will be a sweepstakes. I guess not a sweepstakes, a contest for Star Wars. So I'll be giving away a free shirt. I haven't decided, or maybe we'll come up with it by December. But we'll have a giveaway for the Star Wars movie coming out. So keep that in mind. And there might be some more things going. Like I said, the Nerd Block thing is going to happen. And who knows? Some of the stuff that we have here, we might be able to give some of it away too. You know, we might create our own loot crate, our own Nerd Block box. We'll see.
There you go.
I just want to throw that against my wall. Can everyone see me? I'm just going to throw this bag against my wall.
Yeah,
there you go. And
if we do it, you might have something from Toys R Us.
Cool. No, that's thank you. All right, cool. Oh yeah, just in case anyone here has anything worth unboxing or unwrapping or whatever, just to film it.
We'll unbox it.
Bring it on it. Bring it on in.
You'll see it.
Oh, in case someone missed it, I got these from the Lake County Con. These are actually Batman glow in the dark covers. And we talked about our episode zero, but because that all got messed up on Periscope and audio-wise, here it is again. So there's some Batman plugs.
We should do unboxing videos from, like, like Amazon Prime unboxing where it's like, hey, here's some Kleenex.
Yeah.
Oh, look, and soap.
I we did just open up a box of lights, so that's our first one there.
Yeah, that's true. We're on the way.
So I guess that's it. No more. No, wait to our next show. Hopefully, we have some more things to unbox, and
I'll have something to unbox.
Awesome.
Could do customer returns at my job.
Oh no.
Oh, why not?
Use tail.
Why not? So that's it for that segment. Until next time. So I thank everyone for tuning in on Periscope. Of course, we're not pretty girls, so I see that we went up and went down very quickly. But I'm sure. Boobies!
Open your boobs.
I was telling a guy that last night, or this morning, I should say, when I woke up at 2, almost 3 o'clock a.m. That was so funny. I went to bed like 8 o'clock, and I slept till about 2:30, almost 3 o'clock. So I was up, and I watched 976 Evil, but that was fun. But I was on the Periscope because it kills time when I'm bored. And the famous thing on there is open your boobs, and we'll have some memes. We'll have some memes for that too. I know it doesn't make any sense. Even the guy I said it to, he's like, I don't know why they say that, and he was totally cool, joking around with me about it, everything. But we're saying every time I'm on, I'm just like, open your boobs to anyone,
maybe it's like a loss in translation, or maybe they just say open, and they're just too, but they're typing one handed, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Somebody was
shorthand.
That's great. Typing one handed. Oh man. So you guys, I'm just gonna let that play out on Periscope some more. Maybe we'll have some more things to show while we're on there. But that's the end of that segment, and since I want to keep Sully still as long as we can, let's jump right into some games. I know Sully was talking about some of the stuff he was playing earlier, and then we'll catch up with Ed on Fallout, and we're only going to spend a brief period of time
Fallout.
On
Fallout.
Oh, this is the thing about Fallout. Three.
Wait, Ed, hold that right now.
Oh, no, it's quick. It's very
quick.
Quick.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't play none of it, so move on.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Well, you're going to have to listen to episode zero to listen to Ed's critique, but maybe we'll get a little bit of it.
Next time.
Yeah, okay, then we'll wait till next time to do that. Okay. Sully, I'm sorry. You threw me off, Ed. You threw me off. Sully, I know you were playing some games that you wanted to talk about, so let's just throw that out there.
Well, I've been playing, they're not necessarily all new games. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Arma 3, which has been out for a little while now. Several years. 3 years, maybe? Two or three years. There's actually been a lot of cool content coming out, though, from the community. It's modded, and they allow modifications to it. One of the ones I'm playing is Altus Life, which is, that one's been around for a long time. It's like a RPG mode. In case you don't know, Arma is a military simulation game. So it's like kind of open world simulator where you got, you know, all the different military guns and weapons and vehicles and stuff. And then you can just set up scenarios either against the computer or against other players and just kind of do almost anything you can think of, essentially. so one of them is like this RPG mode, which can get pretty ridiculous sometimes. You got like all the different things, talents and stuff that you can level up, and then basically anybody can just shoot you at any time. So, I mean, they're not supposed to. They're supposed to like role play, but I mean, you can literally just die at any moment. Somebody can just shoot you while you're at the ATM or something, which can be very frustrating.
I'm just using the ATM.
And bam!
Some little 10-year-old shoots you in the head, you know?
Give me your money. All your money.
There's also like a zombie survival mode that came out, or several different ones for the zombie survival modes that came out. There was actually a mod for the second one that came out called DayZ, and then they made a standalone version of that. They're working on it. It's in alpha mode right now. Or alpha version, alpha mode. I don't know what they call that. Alpha development basically means that they're still adding stuff and they haven't fixed all the bugs yet. So it's a really buggy game, but they're always adding new things, new vehicles, and new stuff like that.
And this is a Steam game, or is that what you're playing it on?
Yeah. I played on Steam. I think you can get it elsewhere, but I mean that's really the main place that most people get it from is on Steam. But, I mean, given, like, how many mods there are for it, there's dozens of mods that I can't even think of. Some that I haven't even, well, more than some. A lot of them that I haven't even played yet. So, I mean, considering all the content that's out there, I think it's well worth it. It's called Arma 3.
Soldier, 300 meters east.
Bennett, engage that man, east.
Rifleman, 400 meters east.
Campbell, attack that rifleman, east.
And then the other one that's a little more recent that I've been playing is Life is Strange from Enix Square. That one's been pretty cool.
What's that all about? I don't know what that is.
So it's like a decision-making game where like every time you make a decision, it alters how the game is going to unfold.
Okay.
And then other than that, it's mostly just like small puzzle-solving games sprinkled in. Your character has a special ability to rewind time, like just briefly. So, like, say you make a decision, you're like, "Ooh, I don't know how that's going to work out. Let's rewind." You can go back and do it again, or they actually like integrate it into the puzzle. So it's like maybe there's one part where you're in a diner and you have to like steal the keys from somebody. So you're like kind of experimenting, trying to figure out how you can steal the keys. You like get pieces of information from people in the diner and then rewind and go back and use that information to alter how you talk to them.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fun actually. And it's a episodic game. There's 5 episodes. Only 4 of them have been released so far.
Oh, it's like the Telltale you were saying before, right? The Walking Dead game?
It's similar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, similar style. Different company, but similar style.
But you said it was done by Square Enix.
Yeah, Square Enix is the producer or whatever. And then the engine that they use is, what did I say earlier?
Unreal.
Unreal 4. Yeah, Unreal 4. So the graphics are, I mean, they're decent. They're not like, they're like stylized, kind of cartoony a little bit. Almost look like a painting sometimes. But like the things I really like about it are the music is really good. It's a lot of like indie rock kind of music. Like Bright Eyes is in there, Alt J, a few other good bands. And then the storyline is really good. I like the storyline. The voice acting is decent. The writing can be a little cheesy sometimes, but the voice acting is decent.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm enjoying it. And the cool thing is that even though like there might not be a ton of replay value, there's at least some replay value based on the fact that you're doing decision making. So you can always go back and try a different style. You know, you can beat the good guy, the bad guy, that kind of thing. You know.
Awesome.
I recommend it though. I mean, I got it on sale. It was on one of the Steam sales where I was able to buy all 5 episodes for a discounted rate. But I don't remember how much it is, but it's not terribly expensive. So
I know it's on PlayStation 4. It might be on PlayStation 3, but I know PlayStation 4 is on too.
I think it's on 3 actually. I did download. I just haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say with the graphics, it could definitely run on 3. It looks like it could probably run on 2, actually.
I wish I could rewind back all the way to this day and change everything. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, hey, I forgot to mention one. I tried playing Train Simulator 2016.
Oh, that's cool.
Talk about exciting. You can go forward and backward, stop.
Oh, that's cool. Can you go fast and then slow down and then speed back up?
Yeah.
Do you have to buy coal for DLC?
Okay. No, do you get to set up the track?
They do have a custom thing that you can build stuff.
Can you wreck the thing? Just like forget about put the track anywhere, like put it over a cliff?
I don't know about that. I know that you can speed.
Can you crash the train?
You can make it a little box appear that says you crashed the train.
That game
sucks. It indicates that there was a crash.
No, that game sucks. You can make a drinking
game out of it.
Is there a Thomas the Tank Engine DLC available for it?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
No one should play that game.
Because if not, I'm out.
I was kind of getting into it, and I was like, all right, this is going to be a good game. And then I got into the career mode, and I'm like trying to get like experience points and level up and stuff. And I played for an hour. I did a whole set where I was like stopping at every single stop, dropping off passengers for an hour. And I get to the end, and it says
you were working a shift as a conductor. That's the job. You just get a job and do that. Gotta wait for him. You gotta count. You gotta wait. All right, let's go. It's like a shift. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, train That's working. It's got to be hard work working on trains.
That's why it's called a simulator, Chris.
Train simulator, people.
Wow.
So I get to the end after an hour of doing this, and it says time penalty, 0 XP, and then it's like, next. That was it. I got nothing. Nothing for it. It was like it never happened. I was so disappointed.
I really do.
So now I'm back to just shooting people in Arma. It's more satisfying.
You should just start shooting trains.
Wow.
They don't let you. You can't do any of that.
That's terrible.
And you get the same passenger the whole time. There's like this little camera you can go into the train and see like the people sitting in the seats. It's the same guy that looks all pissed off, just staring off into the distance like the mm-hmm. whole time. He never gets off the train. It's weird.
So unfortunately, everybody, I have to leave the podcast early. I have to go see the Maze Runner follow-up sequel, so I'm sorry. Quick thing for video games. Anyone who owns a Wii U, VetaFrame, the Black Maiden is coming.
Thank you for
that. As the download Thursday. It's going to be episodic, or you can buy the full game. Mega Man Legends is on PSN, so anyone who's been wanting to play that game for Capcom.
That's a good game.
Yeah, it's very great. It's on.
Classic.
Mario Maker, if you guys want to try out some of my levels, it's on, you can find me on Wii U under Optional Opinion. That's all one word. And you can follow me at Twitter at ThatRetroCode. That's all my video game news right now. Aww. I will have more next time, cool. But unfortunately, I do have to leave to go catch the movie.
Catch that movie.
So thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Ed.
Having you. You are part of this show.
Thank you for being us. Everybody, thank you. Everybody, thank you for being deluded with us.
Good to hear from you, man.
I will see you guys next time, and I'm out. Peace. Oh,
later.
One second.
What's it?
What's your Twitter?
Twitter at ThatRetroCode, ThatRetroCode. You can hear the Optional Opinion podcast, which we'll be doing Nintendo this Wednesday and this Friday. And listen out for the Love of Forgotten Games next Wednesday, next Friday. And also hear me and Justin talk about Fear. Yeah. Also next Friday on a special Optional Opinion.
Next Friday, there we go.
Yes, so we got that one in the can, awesome. Ready to go. So thank you guys. I am out. Oh, favorite horror movie.
Do that real quick, and then we'll jump into the next story.
Favorite horror movie. I want to say Scary Movie, if we could count that.
Really? Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That's
the
my
first
favorite.
One?
The first one.
That's a pretty good one.
And actually, the Dream Warriors.
That's like, another good
like
one.
The,
yeah,
I like the third one. The Halloween remake and the Halloween one with Busta Rhymes in it.
Halloween H2O, was that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Those are some of my favorites. I like Child's Play 3 also.
That's another good one.
Sleepaway Camp is funny. It's terrible. It's garbage as ever, but it's one of those funny movies, and it follows this one of the worst horror movies I've seen in a while.
All right, cool. Thanks, Ed, for that.
Thank you guys for having me.
We'll see you next episode there.
See you next time, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go be a geek somewhere and be deluded.
Yeah, and then we're going to get your review next week or whatever.
All right. Bye, everybody on Periscope. Thank you for having us.
There's Ed. Say bye. Yes.
Bye.
See you later.
Later. any more video game news from you guys or anything like that? And we could just jump in horror movies then and cap it all off.
Yeah, let's hop into horror movies.
I might have to pull up. I'm just soon.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about that.
For Fallout.
Yeah.
I'm in between.
I'll play Fallout
right now.
I'll play Fallout when that comes out.
Oh, I'm gonna play the hell out of it. It's gonna be incredible.
I can't wait myself once I can afford it and then play it.
Actually, I want to play the tablet game. I forget the name of it, like My Vault or something.
Yeah, it's Fallout Vault.
Fallout Shelter.
Shelter.
I played that a whole bunch. And
he said Ed said it's on Android as well.
Yeah, I played it on my phone, and I was pretty attached to it. It was fun, but you can, once you max it out, it's just like, I'm done playing this game.
Yeah, unless you want to pay, right?
Well, it's not even that. I just was, there's nothing else to do. It's just like, there's no real reason to do what you're doing other than, I mean, I guess the entertainment, but when you realize you're not accomplishing anything, just like, I could be being entertained by anything else, because it's just the same tap game where I just collect resources for no reason.
Yeah.
Well, I played a similar genre. What was that? The Death Star one. mini Death Star. Yeah, it was pretty fun, but same idea where it's just kind of like eventually it's like, okay, well, I got there. I did it.
Yep, I did it, and nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we
Tap
lost,
games.
We lost Ryan real quick. Hold up, let me bring him back in.
Bring him back.
Yeah, I'm actually probably going to take off. I got to work in the morning.
All right, cool. Well, we all got to work in the morning.
We all got to work.
I'm just joking with you, Sully. No, thanks for staying by and staying on, Sully.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, Sully.
Yeah, you guys too. We should do it again.
We'll do it again real soon.
Yeah, we'll see what's up then. All right.
All right, man.
The elusive Sully. We caught him for about an hour. All
right, later.
Yeah.
Later, dude.
Well, this is probably going to be a better segment anyways, because I think we're more of the horror movie buffs when it comes to this group of podcasters, I guess. Well, let's just jump right into it. Some of our favorite horror movies, since Captain Chris is kind of a newer voice here, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Some of my favorite horror movies, I like the Child's Play series. Like, all three of them are good, but the first one is definitely super badass. I actually just watched the new Curse of Chucky.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was actually entertaining. It was a little, the way it was shot, it went back to its original roots of, like, better cinematography. Although, the director, I forget who it was, but it was very arty, like a lot of bird's eye view, a lot of like cold colors, and just like it was like watching American Horror Story type of cinematography. The story was solid, and it was actually pretty cool. It was actually like a more serious, you know, Chucky, but it still had like, you know, some of the campy lines and whatever, but it was pretty badass. Let's see, I'm a huge fan of the Friday the 13th movies, even though they're just ridiculous. Specifically, maybe 1 through 3, 3 especially is probably one of my favorites. You got the kid that goes down the stairs in the wheelchair, and then you got the girl that runs into the tent, and he like grabs the tent and swings her against a tree. Pretty bad. Oh, yeah. Guy gets a spear. It's pretty rad.
Actually, that tent bag or whatever, that gag, they did that in Jason X, actually, as like a kind of a joking scene.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. Which is funny because Mad TV did Jason in Space, and that's seriously what Jason X was about, Jason in Space.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. That movie was ridiculous. Everything was chrome.
It was cool. It was a nice, funny movie. You can
it
take
was
it
entertaining.
Seriously. Yeah,
it
you
was
can take
entertaining.
It seriously.
It was like the son of Chucky or like Freddy vs. Jason, you know, type of campiness. It was really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it
Jason
was.
In space.
It's yours. Take it. Just remember who saved it for you. Guys, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back.
Any more of your favorites there, Chris?
There's countless. I don't know.
I know there is countless.
I'd say I'm a big fan of like Bad Taste. I don't know. There's The Keep. I mean, there's a ton of awesome stuff out there. I just watched the Green Inferno.
Ooh, yeah, bring that. Yeah, totally.
That movie was pretty awesome. Pretty much all these like activist college kids go to the Amazon and they are, you know, trying to, where the plane goes down and they get found by a tribe of cannibals, and it's pretty brutal. It's pretty awesome.
It is. They're tearing apart. We actually saw it together, and I was cracking up and enjoying every little bit of it. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, the gore was awesome, but, like, the whole message that they were trying to portray, just all these deluded kids talking about going to the rainforest.
It's been a while. Eli Roth was basing it off, was it The Cannibal Holocaust?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he was basing it off.
Classic.
And people didn't know a little bit of movie trivia, I guess. the natives in Green Inferno actually never even seen a movie before.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. They weren't even they're not actors at all. They were just, you know, just a local tribe that was willing to do what they were asking.
They were real natives, and when they saw he showed them Cannibal Holocaust to get them a reference of what they wanted to do. They actually thought it was a joke what was being filmed. They're like, people, you know, who acts like this? And they were all having fun. Even if you watch the movie, you can catch some of the kids and some of the natives kind of looking directly at the camera and stuff, which wasn't, you know, if you're paying attention, you can see it. But for the most part, you know, now that you kind of have that in the back, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. They totally are real natives. And they were really eating people up. No, they weren't. It's all filmed. Sorry. Eli Roth got it on a dime. That's how it was. That's how you pay for your cast. You get them eating up. But I really enjoy it. It's probably the... God.
It was probably like one of my newest favorites.
Newest favorites, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best movies I've seen in a long time in terms of current movies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good.
Because there hasn't been that much horror that's to its Aiken, in a sense, to its gory, you know, base at all. Everything's been like a ghost story or something like that as of recently. It's nothing like particularly like this. Where you have people getting eaten and some really cool scenes. And what you learn too is that the best way to cure anxiety is to jerk off. So
yeah, right. And it's best to do it after crazy girl slits her throat.
Yeah, oh yeah, while she's bleeding out through her neck, it's so good. Yeah. So.
I remember when we shot the scene of the students arriving, and it was incredible because all of the villagers became part of the movie.
These dudes are real guys who live in a village without electricity, without running water, without any amenities. They're constantly battling back the jungle and the animals that live there and making this place their own.
Another new one, I think, to add to that, and I think we were just talking about it not too long ago, was Maniac, the remake of Maniac.
Oh, yeah, with Elijah Wood. That was really good. I really liked that. That's on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, the soundtrack was the whole 80s synth style, gave it that really extra creepy feel. And
it was all in first person.
First person, yeah.
Some of those shots were really scary when you're, because the only time you really see, you know, because it's all in first person, the only time you see the person is like in reflections and stuff. It's really... You feel like you are the maniac.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when he's like chasing the girl, and in the beginning of the movie, like the first, like the first kill is of a girl him chasing in the parking lot.
And, he slices her in the Achilles tendon, and her leg just and her foot just gives way.
Yep. Oh man, that was a great.
He's
scene.
Done.
Yeah.
Scalp her.
New hair, new hairstyle for my mannequins. They're so pretty. Oh, so pretty. did you see that one at all, Ryan?
Yeah, I did not actually. I just wrote that one down because
check it out.
I'm gonna have to go hit that up.
Pretty good.
That sounds awesome.
I was actually surprised, and it's kind of similar to that. It Follows, which Ed said, don't check it out. Which you probably get to hear some of that in our pre-record stuff. I'll throw that up as an extra bit of audio when we get everything edited for this. But it had the same type of feeling, you know, synth 80s synth style soundtrack and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure Maniac was probably a better movie when it comes down to that.
I think you're cute. You like it rough?
What do you do exactly?
I take pictures of mannequins. I try to bring them to life.
Ryan, what about you? You got any favorites, anything like that you want to throw out, talk about real quick?
Let's see. Well, besides some of the ones I think Captain already mentioned there.
The classics.
I think some... Yeah, some of those classic. How about just the classic dead movies like Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead.
Yeah, Day of the Dead is one of my favorites.
The trifecta right there. I mean,
even the remake of Dawn of the Dead I thought was pretty good.
I agree, it was pretty good.
The remake of Day of the Dead was not good.
I did not see that one.
No.
It's terrible.
No, that's not good. But The Dead in the Mall, the original one in the mall, though. I mean, I think that one definitely had more. I don't want to say shock value than the new one. I think, but I mean, yeah, it's a. I th- yeah, that one is definitely up there with some of my favorite ones.
Also, much better story and character development compared to the new one. New one was more gore and fast-paced action, you know what I'm saying?
But I actually kind of like that one more because it was more – I liked the zombie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that it's just like, oh, yeah, that was really awesome to see. Well, this is how dangerous it is outside.
You got to admit, too, Dawn of the Dead had bluish. They didn't do that good with the makeup in that movie. I don't know what was the deal. But remember, like, everyone was like a pale blue or something?
That was Everybody was blue, yeah.
Yeah, it was so weird. Yeah. I guess it was supposed to
– a lot of the makeup was still pretty good. But yeah. It was just a different – it was – it's as if they were already, like, dead already.
Yeah.
Like, they already started turning – blue. They're like, they didn't have pigment really. They just went
true.
Pale.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Kind of almost like early stages of decomposition and stuff mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. Kind of had that feel to it.
Well, one of my favorite scenes was it when they were raiding the apartment? Was it? I'm trying to remember.
What, in the beginning? When
in the beginning, yeah.
All the hippies.
Yeah.
The zombies.
Yeah.
And then the one husband bites the wife.
Mm hmm. Just going through it, they got all the hippies and everything. Just it was so it felt like there's something about the 70s, the 80s style. It just felt real. There was something about it that just made horror movies just that much realer. I don't know what it is. It just for me, it's always been like that. And watching Dawn of the Dead, and you know, even any of the other classic Dead movies, and any other movie during that time, like The Hills Have Eyes and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It felt like real. I don't know why. It just sure. felt real. Even the first Jason, it felt real. You know, like this is really happening in some aspects. There's something about that. I don't know what it is. And we're never going to get that feeling back ever. I haven't watched a movie like that in a while where it felt real. Oh, well, no. I was about to say something recent, but all the movies I'm thinking of is probably some old movies that I saw recently. Which Solo. Solo is one that's not necessarily horror.
That felt real.
But that felt real. It really felt like there. That was really going on. Like, yeah, that's some, you know, compound somewhere in Italy where they're mutilating kids and eating feces. So
Jesus.
It's just something. That, oh, you got to see it, Ryan.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, it's traumatizing.
My God, yeah. And it was, I think we watched it without the subtitles first, and then we watched it again with the subtitles. And it was like, I couldn't wait to find out what exactly they were all saying and everything. And either way, it was disgusting. You can almost – them saying it in Italian was almost what you were watching on TV. It was kind of creepy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But that's really about – like when it comes to that, it's like older horror movies just really do it. I don't know what it is. It's just, they just have it. There's very few
I think a huge part of it is the fact that they don't look as – advanced. I think the grittiness kind of helps.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Everything. I find a lot of new movies there's because you know they're super clean. You know everything's been rendered and mm-hmm. all that stuff. It. I don't know. It kind of sometimes takes the realness out of it. It looks
and
too
you know,
real.
Yeah, and I think some like you know you get like the newer like special effects and newer like CGI type stuff. You know, I think like you can almost kind of feel it in the actors too sometimes where, you know, it's kind of set up a certain way. So it's probably not looking as realistic to them. So they mm-hmm. you can't act a full on like realistic way, you know, but
right.
you know, back in the day it, you know, at least it looked like, I mean, you could see a zombie in front of your face or, you know, you could see that right there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it's harder to match that when you're, you know, setting it up to just be generating a computer later.
Yeah. Let alone everything's so much crispier now, crisp and cleaner.
Right,
now, you know?
Yeah.
That's true, too.
I suppose also it's just stories are kind of different. Or the, you know, like or everything, nothing is like original anymore. So that might make a difference because it's just like so many of these stories have already been done already.
That's true. That
maybe
is.
that's a difficulty, you know, to, if you want to talk about comparison of why they're not that awesome. But
that's
honestly,
true.
I honestly feel like a lot of the some of these newer movies I've been watching, it's just like the writing is terrible.
Yeah, I can agree with that too. Yeah,
just like, what were you thinking? I watch a lot of movies that I go.
It's just stylized, just like, and there's gore. That's what we're hoping sells the movie. You know, that's essentially what it is. And even right now, it's like there's not too many actually movies I remember now that I would say in the last, you know, handful of years, other than like Maniac and God, of course, Green Inferno, which is the most recent, but for the most part, there really has been nothing that stuck out. You know, has stuck out to. Oh, Serbian film. That's kind of horror. It's more thriller, if anything. But
yeah.
But it's pretty disgusting. If you want the gore aspect, check that movie out. I would suggest that. And then if you really want like to have fun, I would say the Human Centipede movies are pretty fun, actually, if you watch that.
I think the first Human Centipede movie was good. I didn't like the second one. I thought the second one was just way too over the top, and it was just really kind of stupid.
Well, each one becomes like that. The third one I think might be my favorite. It takes place in a prison, and the characters there are just so much better. I don't know. Check it out, Human Centipede 3, if you get a chance.
A prison should be a real deterrent. The goddamn nursing home.
I agree, but medieval torture ain't gonna be the answer. Something else will.
Whoever the warden was just this creepy man. They really made it creepy in that movie, or not creepy, but greasy. Greasy is the best way to say it. Everybody was greasy.
You need to choke me, otherwise I won't come.
Yeah, pretty much. I think there was even a scene where he's like going off. He's trying to like shoot a gun and choke himself, and that's ridiculous. Check it out if you haven't seen it. But yeah, really, it's all these older movies that just like really, you know, just hit it. Like, even something as epic as Hellraiser. I mean, that hands down,
yeah,
one of my favorites.
Hellraiser's definitely a classic.
I mean, there's actually some good writing.
Goofy, but it's still, you know, it worked for the time, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Still, you know, I guess holds up. I mean, I still kind of get creeped out watching it. The first and the second one.
You just said, dude with the hammer. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna suck his blood. I need this.
It's just all the
come to daddy.
Come to daddy. All the gore and everything. I think that's one reason why I was drawn to that was just because of the gore and whatnot and hell.
And the Cenobites, man.
Yeah,
that's,
Cenobites,
I mean,
pretty awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Overall, just hands down, Hellraiser sticks out compared to a lot of horror movies for me. Really, it's probably my religious backing. I don't know. I was religious, and anything like that really got you hot.
You guys hear that?
What is that?
The chattering.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't give him kisses.
No.
I like his glasses, his sunglasses.
That was my impression of the chatterer.
Awesome.
Jesus wept.
I guess that will be it. You can find us at theanonymousradionetwork.net in case you're listening elsewhere. We're first episode here will be the Deluded Geeks Podcast. You can find me, Justin Villarreal, at CrazyJ82, KrazieJ82. Ooh, that also reminds me. I'm gonna stop the broadcast here on Periscope. Sorry, people.
You can catch my Twitter. You can follow me. I'm Danko Mighty. DankoMighty.
He is mighty.
I am mighty. And then check out my eBay store, my Minotaurian treasures. My username is Half Userman, which is HalfUserman.
There you go. Go ahead, Ryan. Throw that info out.
Yeah, find me on Twitter, RedRonin14, RedRonin, and 1 and a 4. or find me on Facebook as Ryan Beeman. And also check out my wife's page, Sissy's Events, also on Facebook, SISSY, Events.
Cool. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for our first episode. You can find out more at the Anonymous Radio Network on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Find out the Deluded Geeks Podcast on Facebook, as well as Twitter at Deluded Geeks. That's that easy. And you can find more information just on our Facebook. Just go there, and you'll be able to find it all there. It's all easy. You don't have to be a friend or anything like that. So thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Later.
Peace.
You got it. You only live once, as they say.
Young and dumb and food like come. You gotta live once here in America.
believe it means angel. Why, yes, I'm sure it does. I know you're going to like that name. Won't you, Peter?
You